Rabotai, just a quick review of the rules of when we say Kaddish after we finish reading the Sefer Torah. It's really subject to different minhagim. The Bet Yosef talks about it in Siman Resh Sadi Bet, where he brings Shibboleh HaLeket, has one way of understanding it. The Rivash has another way of understanding it. Maaseh, the minhag of the Sefer Adin, basically follows the Rivash and also Be'esan HaTeshuvah and the Tashbetz. And what is that rule? On Shabbat, which is a regular Shabbat, when we finish the reading of the Torah, which we call the Aliyah Mashlim, which usually is the seventh Aliyah, but does not necessarily have to be the seventh Aliyah, because on Shabbat you're able to be Mosif. But when the first one that finishes the Sefer Torah, so then already he makes a Kaddish. And then we send up a Maftir. Of course, the Maftir is going to repeat a few Pesukim that was already read. He only repeats those Pesukim out of Kavod to the Sefer Torah. Technically, he should just get up and read the Haftarah. But it wouldn't be respectful for this to get up and read the Haftarah. The Sefer Torah is in front of him. But we read the Sefer Torah already. It's done. Go back, read three Pesukim, and then let him go read the Haftarah. That would be on a regular Shabbat. And then you have a case where you have Shabbat Rosh Chodesh. Shabbat Rosh Chodesh, where you would have two Sefarim. Or let's say a case of Yom Tov, where you also have two Sefarim. Rosh Hashanah is coming now, you'll have two Sefarim. So the minhag is that after you send up Aliyot from the first Torah, in the case of Shabbat, for example, let's say you sent up seven Olim from the first Sefer Torah. In the case where you sent up seven Olim from the first Sefer Torah, so therefore you finish that mitzvah of seven, and then the Maftir, which is the, let's say, Rosh Chodesh, after the Maftir, again, there's a Kaddish. There's a different, so there's two Kaddishim in that case. There's a Kaddish after the first Sefer, where you sent up seven Olim. And then there's a Kaddish again, after the second. What's the difference between that and a regular Shabbat? The difference is obvious. The reading on the Shabbat is not Chovat Hayom. It's not mandatory. Whereas the reading of Rosh Chodesh is Chovat Hayom. You're not repeating something that you read already. It's a separate reading. The Musaf on Yom Tov is Chovat Hayom. You have to read it not because you need to read a preparation for the Haftarah. You have to read it because you have to read it. Therefore, it's its own mitzvah. And since it's its own mitzvah, it gets a Kaddish. Wadin, you have the case of three Sefer Torah. The case of three Sefer Torah would be Shabbat, Rosh Chodesh, Hanukkah, Rosh Chodesh Tevet. In that case over there, if you would send up seven Olim from the first Sefer Torah, which you can't do that, and then you send up, obviously, one for Rosh Chodesh and one for Hanukkah, there'd be three Kaddishim, one after each. Again, if you would send up six on this first Sefer Torah, we wouldn't say Kaddish on that, because you didn't send up the minimum amount of Aliyot, which is seven on Shabbat. There's a case where you have three Sefer Torah where you don't say Kaddish after the second Sefer Torah. That would be Simchat Torah after the first Sefer Torah. Simchat Torah, we read Vezot HaMelecha, we send up more than the Chayub, we send up more than five Aliyot. On Yom Tov, it's five Aliyot. However, we don't say Kaddish after Zot HaBeracha, the Bet Yosef brings down, because we don't want to make a separation between Vezot HaBeracha and Bereshit. She'asatan lo yekatreg. We don't want the Satan to be mekatreg and say, look, they finished and they didn't start. So even that small gap of saying a Kaddish in between would arouse a Ketrug. So therefore, we push away the Kaddish in that case. So that's basically the rules. There's an interesting case where you have, for example, Mincha on Shabbat. Mincha on Shabbat, even though we send up the mandatory three Aliyot, we do not say Kaddish after the third Oleh and Mincha. Whereas on a Monday and a Thursday, we do say the Kaddish after the third. Chaurat, why is there a difference? So the Beit Yishai brings that from the Beit Yirosh and Shlomo, that there's a difference. Because during the week, after we finish the Sefer Torah, we are now going into Ashrei. We're moving into a different area. And then we need to say a Kaddish to finish what we just did. We just finished the mitzvah. We read the Sefer Torah. However, on Minhan Shabbat, after the Sefer Torah, there's nothing. We pray the Amidah. So therefore, the Kaddish that we say before the Amidah is the Kaddish of the Sefer Torah. There's nothing separating the end of the Sefer Torah to the Amidah. So why did you say Kaddish al-Kaddish? to say a Kaddish and to say another Kaddish. So therefore the Kaddish before Amidah and Minhav Shabbat is the Kaddish of the Sefer Torah as well. That's why, for example, Mincha on Yom Kippur, where you have three Olim, and of course we have Haftarat, Yonah, there is no Kaddish after the third Aliyah. And the reason is brought down because we don't consider the Haftarah a Hefsek. The Haftarah is considered part of the Sefer Torah. And what do you do right after? They pray the Amidah. So we just say the Kaddish and you pray the Amidah. So that Kaddish, like the Mincha of Shabbat, Mincha of Kippur, is an exceptional case where you're reading three, you're reading a Haftarah, and you're not saying a Kaddish. So that's one of the only cases that you have like that. That you read three with a Haftarah and there's no Kaddish at the end. The question that we really discussed in the halakha, maybe it'll happen this year with all the people that are having their private minyanim, good luck for them. But the point is that not everybody has enough Sefer Torah. So some only have one Sefer. So the question is, if you have one Sefer and you have to be golel from one Perashah to the other, for example, Rosh Hashanah, will you say two Kaddishim or will you only say one? Well, there's two sides to this question over here. Some will argue that, well, you see, on Shabbat, we don't say two Kaddishim, because maybe it's only one Sefer. You're reading the Maftir from the same Sefer, so that's why you only say one Kaddish. And therefore, maybe we'll say it's going on the Sefer. However, based on the reason that we just gave, the reason is the Ikar. It's not the Sefer that's Gorem, it's the fact that you finished a Hayuv. And therefore, what's the difference if I finished the Hayuv from one Sefer or if I finished the Hayuv from two Sefer? It's the same Hayuv over there, so I had to turn it. And therefore, the Halakha Chabin Tzion writes in Teshuvot or the Tzion Chedek Bet that even if a person has only one Sefer Torah and they have to be Golel, and they set up, for example, Rosh Hashanah, five Olim from the first reading and then one Olim, obviously, for the Maftir, there's two Kaddishim in between. There's a remez to this concept that after you finish your Chiyuv, you make a Kaddish from an old Teshuvah from the Geonim, Rabbi Ben Sinyar, Levin Biwell, he brings it down in Ner Tzion. He says that the Teshuvot Geonim writes in the Seder of the Tefillah, after we finish Pesukei de Zimra, you finish the Mitzvah, you say Kaddish. After you finish Kiryat Shema, Amidah, and Bidui, which all go together, you say a Kaddish. After you say Kedushah de Sidra, you say a Kaddish. So then when you see, there's a concept that when you finish an item of a chelik of a mitzvah or a mitzvah, it is followed by Kaddish. So what do you mean when it comes to these things over here? When you're reading the Chovat Hayom of the Sefer, then you're reading the Musaf, or the Rosh Chodesh, or the Hanukkah, or in this case of Rosh Hashanah, each one would demand its own Kaddish. So again, it's important to know the rules, especially if you're a Mesader. You have to know exactly when you're setting up the Olim, exactly in which case are you going to say Kaddish on the Ashkenazim. On the other hand, like the Mishnah brings down in Taf Kafen, Chot Rosh Chodesh, they make a Kaddish always on the second Sefer. They only make one Kaddish. They don't make a Kaddish on the first Sefer. They're basically following the Shitav, the Shibulei Aleket. But again, the Minhag of the Sfaradim is, as we said, whether it's on Shabbat regular, whether it's on Shabbat Rosh Chodesh, whether it's Shabbat Rosh Chodesh Chanukah, whether it's Simchat Torah, now you know all the rules, and it will not make a difference if there's two Sefarim or one Sefer. That means it comes out on Rosh Chodesh Chanukah, if you had one Sefer, you could say three Kaddishim even on one Sefer Torah. Baruch Adonai Olam, Amen v'Amen.